thinking about my mom got me remembering my kin and siblings and the adventures we had, which were our life experiences. I decided to share them with you, and here is one of my stories out of my journal. I couldn't be certain who started the ruckus or why they were arguing, but when the voices got louder, I was getting decidedly more annoyed. As I was approaching the two of them, I learned all the fuss was being over a new whistle one of my brothers had whittled and the other had taken. It seemed to me to be a rather large argument over such a small item, but then I was realizing I wasn't the one who had gone to the woods for the tree branch and spent hours whittling and sanding it to smooth perfection. I can remember a competitive spirit between my brothers, Big Tom and Small Jeff. Now, Tom has a fleetness of foot and can outrun a deer, while Jeff's hands are always procuring wood pieces, many of which adorn our purely plain cabin. We live largely separated by many miles from our kin and neighbors, our homestead being so new. Our days are largely filled with chores, reading the Word of God, some book learning, and, if time be permitting, some things youngsters like to be doing. Big Tom loves to be embarking on snooping and looking ventures, losing himself for hours in the woods, and often fishing, both for pleasure and through necessity, many times supplying supper. Jeff, on the other hand, whittles and sings, some accompanying himself, and sometimes accompanying himself on the guitar, which he taught himself to play. He loves his guitar because of it being given to him by Da, the name we gave our grandfather. I, being the only girl, was prone to do girl things. I learned needlepoint, sewing, cooking, and general housekeeping. I did myself a good turn, though, when I asked Jeff to help me learn to play the guitar, which we fondly called it. I often sang while Jeff played, much to the delight of the rest of the family. Now, the day I'm speaking up here was quiet and beautiful until the voices got so loud they truly disturbed my serenity. I may as well be honest, when my serenity goes, so goes my patience. Okay, Big and Small, my favorite names for them, tell me what's wrong because you're disturbing my serenity. They knew when I called them by their pet names, I meant business. He wants my whistle, said Small Jeff, grabbing frantically and running in circles. Well, he don't need no whistle because he's got a guitar. I ain't got nothing to make music on. Big Tom spouts at us, not running so fast now, for I believe he's wearing out some. Seeing my face change and feeling that I was going to favor Big, Small said, I made it, it's mine, and I'm going to keep it. Now let's be thinking this over real careful, I said, pulling myself up to my 5'2" height and trying to look in charge. I kept talking now that I had their attention. Big, what do you do when you run about catching deer and fish and rabbit? Well, shucks, I share what I get for victuals, he said somewhat proudly, for I think he knows we depend on him quite a bit. Small, do you hunt or fish or be providing food for the larder? I asked, looking at him real hard. Well, no, says Small, looking a little perplexed, but surely, as if the light goes on, he says, but I do purdy up the house some, don't I? Mercy, yes, Small, but that's being my point, I said, hoping to keep their attention, and also hoping to be resolving this problem once and for all. Now, you Big, you provide food because that's what you do well, while you Small provide pretties and music because that's what you do well. I stopped, pondering what I would say next, while both sides of the eyes were hard, sets of eyes were hard upon me. Small, wouldn't a whistle help Big not be so lonely when he goes fishing and hunting, seeking food for us? Small said, golly, I could let him have one for company, I guess, because it seems like the right thing to do. Looking mighty pleased, Big said, that sure is a mighty nice thing you be doing because I know how long it took to make that there whistle. I now felt the time had come to be imparting my special wisdom. To tie all this together, I said, our special abilities are given to us to share, and never to keep for ourselves so as not to be selfish. Feeling pretty good about all this, I turned to go and was surprised to hear Big say, "Small, that was a big thing you did, and I'm a-thinking you shouldn't be called Small no more, but should be called Big Junior." We all laughed at this, decided Big was right, and as I walked away, I was thinking I was the biggest winner of all. You ask, where did I get all this from? Shucks, don't you know, I got back my serenity.